We are less than a month away from the first NFL preseason game. So that means training camp with fans. To tell us more, we turn to Gary Dick from Inside Indiana Business. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning, Kayla.
Man, oh man, this summer is just flying by. It's like 2020 would never end, and I've just blinked, and we're halfway through 2021 already. So with that being said, football season is upon us, Gary, and training camp is already starting up for the Colts?
Yeah, believe it or not, it is finally nearing here in terms of an NFL season with fans, and that means a training camp with fans, too. In fact, the Colts report to camp this week. They're reporting as we speak in Westfield, just north of Indianapolis on US 31 Grand Park, that massive amateur and youth sports complex. Actually, the Colts signed a 10-year deal to be in camp in Westfield.
Mm.
And last year, couldn't do it because of the pandemic. So a lot of folks are excited, I think, around the state of Indiana, but closer to home here, that they can actually go out and see the Colts. And there's an economic impact. You know, let's face it, with tens of thousands of fans, some national media and others descending upon Indiana, there's some economic impact as well.
Yeah, can we talk about that a little bit more, too, specifically for, you know, Lucas Oil Stadium? And obviously, you just mentioned training camp there in Westfield. But what kind of economic impact are we going to see from the sports industry here in Indiana?
Yeah, you know, it's always a challenge to peg an accurate number on that, but certainly folks in Westfield feel as though it will be multiple millions of dollars into the economy when it comes to restaurants and hotels and entertainment venues and just ancillary spending with vendors in and around Grand Park. So certainly there's economic impact. There's also that impact of the visibility nationally that specifically the town of Westfield and more generally the state of Indiana gets from national media being in there. And if you look at Westfield, again, just north of Indianapolis and Hamilton County, they continue to be a real center for growth, getting a lot of investment, a lot of residential growth. Abbott Laboratories just opened a $37 million manufacturing facility there, 450 jobs. West Fork Whiskey is a distillery, $10 million agribusiness or agritourism venue they're going to open up or they're going to break ground on tomorrow. So a lot of investment there, and the more people hear about that, mm-hmm. the more people say, hey, maybe that's the place we want to go. And certainly the Colts have continued to reach out around the state to northeast Indiana, to Fort Wayne, to make the team, while it's the Indianapolis Colts, to really make them a team for the state of Indiana.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. All right, Gary, I'm loving it. I'm loving that fans are back in action. Things are definitely slowly but surely starting to feel more normal. Gary, you have a good week. We'll check back in with you 1 week from today.
Super. You too, Kayla.
Podcasts by Federated Media.